prospective and evidence-based Omaha System Care Plan for older adults with chronic health conditions. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I would like to acknowledge Catherine Vanderboom, who is a co-author on the study, and also Karen Martin, who is the author of The Omaha System. And we have no relationships to disclose of any sort. So this study is a natural next step from several studies that have preceded it, and these are the funding sources that supported our work as we move to this point. In learning to describe the strengths of older adults and also interventions of a strengths-based approach using the Omaha system. So what is a strengths-based approach? Well, a strengths-based approach recognizes and values positive aspects of a patient or family's experience, existing resources, and support systems, and it builds on strengths to self-manage complex chronic health conditions using strategies that were successful in the past. Dialing in a little closer to try to figure out how we can talk about this more concretely, we think that a strengths-based approach follows the same sort of problem-solving plan approach that we see in all different arenas of healthcare. We have an assessment. And in the strengths-based approach, we ask patients to tell their stories. That's the assessment. And we listen in a non-judgmental way. We listen for patient strengths in that story, and we listen for patient challenges as well. So we just have heard in several of the presentations before this about the two sides of the coin. And we think in healthcare that we focus too much on the problems, but there are alternatives to problems that are strengths that are on a continuum. And our manuscript that we've just submitted about this work, identifying strengths, we called it ontological unification, seeing the whole patient, an ontological unification of problems and strengths. So the next step then in the strengths-based approach is to create a plan. And in the strengths-based approach, the patient establishes achievable goals. That's the plan. And the intervention from that then is to guide the patient to leverage their strengths in order to achieve goals, to brainstorm and maximize practical solutions, and then together to evaluate and measure goal attainment with the patient in a supportive way. And enter informatics. Informatics tools are available that offer new solutions to disseminate this new strengths-based approach. And one of those tools is the standardized terminologies that provide language for strengths-based practice. And specifically in our project, we used the Omaha system. So could I just see a show of hands of people who are familiar with the Omaha system? Great. So I'll just do a brief review for those of you who might like to know a little bit more. The Omaha system has three components: the problem classification scheme, the intervention scheme, and the problem rating scale for outcomes. These are cleverly color-coded in this depiction. You can see in the blue the problem classification scheme, and immediately, Houston, we have a problem because we're talking about problems. But once again, the Omaha system was cleverly devised through four federally funded grants over two decades to be a robust conceptual framework for health that in which these problem terms, with a nod to the problem-oriented health record, were really neutral concepts with neutral definitions. So it's called problem for a reason, but we could cover up that word problem and say concept and be equally accurate. Each problem or strength or concept has a definition, and then in addition, each of these concepts has a list of signs and symptoms that define the attributes, the signs and symptoms of that problem, by which we can all have a shared understanding of what we're talking about. This is very powerful. And in the Omaha system, then, these concepts are divided into four domains. And these domains assure us that we do have a comprehensive and holistic perspective on health. We all know that if you are poor, you're more likely to have poor health than if you're not poor. That is the social determinants of health. That is the environmental domain of the Omaha system. We start with the number one concept of income, moving to sanitation, residence, neighborhood, workplace, safety, all social determinants of health. Then we all know also that there is a mind-body connection, that every thought we have has an electrical and chemical impact on our physiology. And the Omaha system also knows this. The psychosocial domain is comprised of 12 concepts that define what is the psychosocial realm of health. Things like social contact, mental health, grief, abuse, neglect, 12 different concepts. And then we also have the physiological domain of health, 18 different concepts, a head-to-toe system sort of approach to health, from vision to hearing to respiration, breathing. Respiration and breathing are the same thing. Respiration, circulation. Get on a roll here. And then we all know that there are things that we do that affect our health. So have you had enough wine lately? Substance use, family planning, nutrition. Put the mic up a bit. Thank you. Substance use, family planning, nutrition, personal care, medication regimen. 8 different behaviors that we have that affect our health. Anybody have any questions for me about these concepts that comprehensively and holistically describe health? Okay, so you're starting to see there's a pattern here. This is a really powerful instrument, and we can use it both to describe challenges and strengths. Okay, now we're getting to a really global kind of assessment tool. Secondly, then we have the intervention scheme, and that's what this study is about, is how do we use standardized terms to talk about what we should do to help people who have problems with their health. And in the intervention scheme, I could ask Karen Martin if she'd like to give this talk. No? Okay. In the intervention scheme, there are 4 levels: the category, the target, and the care description, all relating back to the problem. Okay, so this is really handy because it gives us very, very valuable data that we can use to do statistical modeling and get answers about what it is we do that affects the health of people. How many things do we do to help people? Well, the Omaha system says we do 4 things: teaching, guidance, and counseling, treatments and procedures, case management, and surveillance. 4 things. Those are the categories. That's not quite enough information. If we know we do 4 things for each one of those problems or concepts, then what else do we need to know? Well, there's a list of 75 things you can add on to that. And if you do the math, 42 times 4 times 75 is 12,600 different things that we can do to help people. And if that's not enough, we can customize at the 4th level. So the Omaha System book will give you suggestions for words you could use at the 4th level, but you can also make it up. And it's really important to us that that's flexible and customizable, because that really helps people recognize their work at that 4th level. So when I went to New Zealand and I talked to the midwives to create a midwifery care plan, we put their activities that they wrote up themselves, we put that right in the 4th level, and then I showed it to them what it looked like in the Omaha system, and they said, yeah, that's our work. So it's real handy that way. So this is our goal then, to create a care plan using these words: problem, category, target, and care description, that capture the strengths-based approach that we've been talking about. The problem rating scale for questions about the strengths-based approach in the intervention scheme. Okay. Problem rating scale for outcome is like this magic thing that we switch from a classification to a measure. In the problem classification scheme and the intervention scheme, we're putting things in the right boxes. Then with the problem rating scale for outcomes, we're then measuring the knowledge, behavior, and status of a client relative to what's in those boxes. Very clever, brilliant, wish I'd thought of it. So using the Omaha system to describe patients' strengths in the past, what we've done is take interview transcripts from patients with chronic health conditions, and we've looked at those transcripts and found out that they had, these were strengths interviews. So these patients with 12 or more chronic health conditions were talking about their strengths. We took that interview transcripts and we mapped them to the Omaha system concepts. We can now measure client strengths on the same continuum that we are measuring client challenges. And we found that these adults with 12 to 15 chronic health conditions had an average of 7.2 strengths. This is powerful stuff. So our manuscript for that is in review right now. What were the most prevalent strengths in that study? These eight concepts: cognition, healthcare supervision, interpersonal relationship, mental health, personal care, physical activity, residence, social contact, and spirituality. These eight concepts, you can see, you can imagine an older adult with a chronic health condition, and you can see that if these were their strengths, life might be easier for them. They might be able to use these strengths to get along better. The reason these strengths are divided up into two sections in this slide is because we currently have an evidence-based care plan using the Omaha system for those top eight. For the one at the bottom, spirituality, we do not yet have an evidence-based care plan available. And so if you have your own devices, I tried, I can't get to the internet on this computer, but if you have your own devices, you can go to omahasystemguidelines.org and you can see our evidence-based guidelines that are available online for anyone to use. And these are for both community-dwelling elders, so like, for example, a home care nurse might use that one, or we also have them for maternal child health, for public health nurses. The purpose of this study, long background here to get to this purpose, to develop an empirically derived strengths-based care plan for community-dwelling older adults using the Omaha system. To do this, once again, we used interview transcripts from nurses who used strengths-based approaches. And what we wanted to do from their interview was to find specific intervention language that we could drop into Omaha system coding. We then compared those interview transcripts to our evidence-based guideline for community-dwelling elders. And we're about to finish this. We've got like two more weeks before we'll have this completely finished, and at that point we hope to put it online again at our omahasystemguidelines.org website. But think with me now. Imagine that you are a public health nurse or a home care nurse and you're visiting somebody who has a social contact concern. So in our evidence-based community-dwelling elders care plan, we have the concept of social contact. We're going to do a teaching, guidance, and counseling intervention regarding behavior modification, and our intervention on that care plan is dealing with social anxiety. The new language that we're bringing in from the strengths-based approach in the care description section is to establish short-term goals that can be accomplished in a series of small steps. Now, how does that feel different to you as the nurse looking at your care plan? Doesn't it shift how you think? Wouldn't you possibly reach the same goal? So we're thinking that we're giving more power to nurses or those who might, any professional who might use this care plan to think from a strengths-based perspective whenever they see this kind of representation in the care plan. Another example is for the mental health concept. So we're thinking that there's a lot of surveillance of mental health going on out there with all kinds of patients and all kinds of nurses and other healthcare providers. And what we're seeing is that we're looking for signs and symptoms of mental health. And what we've been using in the past to represent this intervention was screening, including past history of mental health problems and frequency of symptoms, including suicidal ideation. Now, these are important. But we might also wish to add an intervention that says, listen to the patient's story. And how often in healthcare do we have time to do that anymore? And taking that time is the most important thing we can do in a strengths-based approach. It opens up so many ideas and so many possibilities in a care relationship. And we're so tied to our time frames, and we're so tied to our concentrated effort to fill in every blank on the form that we often miss the opportunity. I would call it failure to rescue. I think community-based participatory research would also start with listening to the patient's story, always. How about leveraging strengths to achieve goals? Here was a patient who was receiving strengths-based care, and this patient had a substance use problem. What do you do with a substance use problem from a strengths-based approach? An interesting question. Well, we usually would make a list of things and say, well, find out how much they're smoking and then make sure they're going to treatment and, you know, put that down on the list. Well, here we have the idea that we should affirm the patient's ideas of what he would like to do or can do and meet him where he's at. Now, that looks a little bit different on the checklist than perhaps some of the things that we are used to seeing. And then also, what is his motivation? And this is how we get into the customization of the care plan at this point, adding the things that will help that patient cope, will help that patient communicate, and help that patient deal with the addictions or whatever issue they're dealing with. And interesting, in this case, the nurse was doing email check-ins with the client, using his strength of communication to make sure that he was on track with his plan for achieving small goals to address his substance use problem. So that, I thought, was a fascinating approach to using strength to address a problem in an ontological unification style. This motivational interviewing, we just wanted to comment on that because it is becoming very well known, and it is truly a strengths-based approach. And finally, the last concept that I wanted to share is about the same thing, leveraging the patient's strengths to achieve goals, and here's a problem with chronic pain. So what we have is a person who was waking up in the morning with terrible pain every single morning, having narcotics on hand to deal with that pain, but because the pain was debilitating when the person woke up, she would take too many of the narcotics. And then she would run out early from her two-week narcotic supply. So after a conversation about this with the nurse, they looked for something in the patient's strengths that they could do to leverage her reaching the goal of using her pain medications to her best advantage. And what they found out was she did own an alarm clock. So they helped her set the alarm clock to wake up in the middle of the night, take a pain med, and so that when she woke up in the morning, she would not have the debilitating pain, and that her two-week narcotic supply would last for 2 weeks. And interestingly enough, there was a narcotics plan in place to anticipate and prevent the inevitable hospitalization and ER visits that would occur when she would wake up in the morning with debilitating pain and no narcotics. So a very interesting strength-based approach to the challenge of pain. So what we're learning from all of this is that it is a challenge to capture the nuances of a strength-based approach using standardized terminology, but it can be done. And strengths are complex. So it is a time-intensive process to discover the individual's strengths and use them. But it's worth it. So our conclusions are that strengths can be classified and quantified using the OMAHA system. that interventions can be planned and directed towards patient strengths, that the Omaha System Strengths-Based Care Plan supports a strengths-based perspective, and that these interventions will be available online soon for everyone at omahasystemguidelines.org. Implications? Strengths-based intervention language will enable individualized strengths-based approach. We will be able to refocus our thinking from exclusively problems towards strengths, a more balanced perspective along a continuum. And we're going to have tools to measure nursing, to explain and legitimize what nurses do. Taking time to listen is a valuable, legitimate intervention. And thank you.